Blog Talk Radio.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that, I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world can listen to my radio show and hear what I've put down for your listening pleasure. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's about 50 degrees, so it's kind of chilly out here. And the sun is shining, but the sky is cloudy, and it's a little on the chilly side. So it's a good day to be in Las Vegas, but it's wintertime. You know, we've just had Christmas, and I hope everybody had a happy holiday. And we're getting ready to have New Year's in 2 days. So it's getting ready to be 2021. In a few days. So, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Kwanzaa, and all those other holidays for everybody. And, yeah, so the weather's beautiful in Vegas. And I want to say it's a beautiful place to come visit right now, but the virus is here, and they're shutting everything down. The casinos are shutting down. All the live entertainment in the casinos are shutting down, and there's nothing really to come here for except for the gamble and drink and eat in the restaurants in the casinos. The casinos that are still open, the Rio is closed. The Mirage is closed. The MGM is closed. Mandalay Bay is closed. And a few of the others are shut down on the Strip. So it ain't a whole lot of places to come and entertain yourself. But I did hear somebody played at one of the casinos, and he won $15 million. That's right. He was playing on a poker machine, I think, and he cashed out with $15 million. And they said he only played $40 until he hit. And, I mean, that must have been a good Christmas present. It was like 2 days before Christmas when he hit. And he's from Las Vegas, so I know that was a good home present for him for the holiday. $15 million? Oh, man. And he only played $40, and then he hit? Man, he was lucky. Christmas was good to him. All right. Well, that's what's going on in Las Vegas. So I'm having a good time, though. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I'm still doing my radio show. So I'll be on the air, on the radio, every day next year. I will be here 3 days a week, as usual, and we will be doing the radio show. So you can always look forward to listening to me on the radio, telling jokes, playing music, doing sports, even though football's getting ready to be over. The Super Bowl is in February, so we got to finish the games in December, and then the games in January, and then in February we have the Super Bowl. So, let's talk NFL football right now. All right. Well, we just had week 16 of the NFL season, and we'll have one more week. Next week will be week 17, and then after that, we start with the wild card playoff, and then the AFC and the NFC championship game, and then the Super Bowl. So that's what we have to look forward to. That's what's left in the NFL football season. So let's talk about week 16 and see how I did on my picks for week 16. So Thursday, last week, we didn't have a game. So the first game was Christmas Day, that Friday. So DJ Papa D, tell us who played on Friday and who was the winner of the game.
So the game was the Minnesota Vikings playing the New Orleans Saints, and the Saints beat the Vikings 52-33. You bet on Saints at under, and it was Saints at over.
All right. Yep, that's a win for G-Money. I never bet against the Saints. The Saints are going to go to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm predicting. This is going to be their year to go to the Super Bowl. And I think they're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champs. So those would be the two best teams in the NFL. So that's what I think is going to be the two teams playing in the Super Bowl. But we'll see. All right. So that was Friday's game. What about Saturday? Did they have a game on Saturday? Or did the next game play on Sunday?
Yeah, I think there were three games on Saturday.
Okay. Who played on Saturday then?
So the first game, week 16, game number two, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Detroit Lions 47-4. You bet on Buccaneers and under, and believe it or not, it was Buccaneers and even. Not under or over, even.
Oh, Buccaneers and even. Well, I'm surprised the Buccaneers scored that many points. And Detroit only scored 4 points? Oh, wow. That's real disappointing, because I thought Detroit was playing good football. In fact, I almost bet on Detroit to beat Tampa Bay. But I know this is Brady's time of season, so he was going to play good football, even though his team didn't make the playoffs. At least the New England Patriots didn't make the playoffs. But the team he's playing for now, the Tampa Bay Bucks, I think they might have a shot at making the playoffs. So if they just win this game and then win next week, they have a shot at making the playoffs. All right. So that's another win for G-Money, because I bet on Tampa Bay to win. So that's two wins for G-Money. All right. Now, game three.
Game number three, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Arizona Cardinals 20-12. You bet on Cardinals and under, and it was 49ers and under.
Oh, man, I can't believe the 49ers came out and played ball. And I can't believe that Arizona lost. Arizona was trying to be for a tie for first place with the Seattle and the Los Angeles Rams. So it was a three-way tie going to be for first place. And Arizona lost. So I don't know if Arizona's going to make the playoffs now. They got to win next week to be sure, but I don't know. The Rams and Seattle are playing good, so we'll see. I think the Rams played Seattle, too, this weekend, so we'll see what happened on that game. I bet on Seattle to win, but because they're number one in the league, so I'm thinking that they're going to win. But we'll wait to get to that game. So that's a loss for G-Money, because I bet on Arizona Cardinals to win, and they lost. All right. Game number four.
Game number four, the Miami Dolphins beat the Las Vegas Raiders 26-25. You bet on Dolphins over, and it was Dolphins.
Whoa, that was close, though. The Raiders actually tried to come back and win. And I think they played in Las Vegas, too. They played at home. They lost, but at least it was a close game. So I know everybody was pissed off at the Raiders because they didn't go for a touchdown on the one-foot line. They decided to kick a field goal. And then the defense couldn't even stop. I forgot who they played.
Miami.
Yeah. Their defense couldn't stop Miami, so with 23 seconds left in the game, Miami scored, and they ended up winning the game. With 23 seconds left, the Raiders couldn't stop them from scoring. Man, that's awful. That is just awful. So that was a win for G-Money. I thought the Raiders would lose, but I was really hoping they were going to play better. But they're officially out of the playoffs, people. The Raiders will not see the playoffs this year. So we got to wait on them to show up next year and see if they have a better team, because they have some draft choices and stuff. We'll see if they have a better team next year. But all right, that's a win for G-Money. So what about game number, five?
Game number five, the first game on Sunday. The Baltimore Ravens beat the New York Giants 27-13. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and over.
Yeah, right on Baltimore. Well, Baltimore's still trying to get into the playoffs, so they need to win this next week, too, so they have a shot at being number one in their league. But I think Pittsburgh Steelers won, so I don't think they'll ever be number one in the league because Pittsburgh has 12 wins now. Baltimore only has 11, only has 10. And if they win next week, they'll have 11. But they'll still be behind Pittsburgh. So they'll still be in second place. But they may get a playoff spot in second place. So we'll have to wait and see. But that's a win for G-Money because I bet on Baltimore to win. So that's a win for G-Money. So game number five, or is this number six? Number five.
Next up, game number six, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Atlanta Falcons 17-14. Close game. You've been on Chiefs and over, and it was Chiefs. But...
Well, the Chiefs almost lost to the Atlanta Falcons? Oh, man. Well, at least Atlanta showed up, and they'll have some draft choices next year, so maybe they'll have a better team next year. Because they played pretty good in a lot of games this year. I think they won 4 or 5 games this year, so, you know, they had a shot. But they won't make the playoffs, so you can pretty forget about them after they play next week. They're done until next year. So you can see them again in 2021. All right, that's a win for G-Money. Kansas City was the team that I bet on, and I'm still thinking Kansas City is going to go to the Super Bowl. They are the defending world champion. So that's another win for G-Money. Okay, game number seven.
Game number seven. You are 5-1 so far.
Oh, 5-1. Okay. That sounds good. 5-1.
Game number seven. Game number seven, the Carolina Panthers beat the Washington football team 20-13. You bet on Washington and over, and it was Panthers and under.
Wow, I can't believe the Panthers actually scored some points. Wow, and Washington just shut down. They didn't score? Wow, that's really bad. But I knew Washington wasn't good. They didn't deserve to be at the top of their division anyway. So now it's going to be a shootout. Oh, no! A shootout between Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, no. That's going to be a shootout to see who's going to be first place in the East. Oh, that's a sorry division because all of the winning teams only have like 5 wins. Oh, that's going to be ridiculous. So Washington got beat. And, that means Dallas and Philadelphia, the next two teams up, and it's going to be a 3-way tie for first place right now. Oh, my God. What's really going on in that football league where the best team only has 5 wins? That's ridiculous. All right. Well, I don't even want to talk about that league no more. The Cowboys may win, and they'll go to the playoffs. Oh, the sorry Cowboys. Oh, come on. And Philadelphia has quarterback problems. But we know they can't go to the playoffs. Oh, what's going on in that league? And I think Minnesota's right behind them with a win or two. And if they win next week, they may actually end up with a wild card spot. So we have to see what happens next week for the Giants. Did I say Minnesota? The New York Giants are in that league. So they may have a shot at making the playoffs if they don't win first place in that division, because if they win a couple of more games, I think they're going to have the best record in the league. So, all right. Who won that division? I mean, who won the game that we were talking about? What game were we talking about? I don't even remember.
Carolina beat Washington.
Yeah, that's right. And I bet on Washington. Sorry ass team. And they lost to the Carolina Panthers. Oh, that's sorry. That's really sorry. Okay, so that's another loss for G Money. So that's two losses. I'm 5-2 right now. Okay, let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, the New York Jets beat the Cleveland Browns 23-16. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Jets and under.
I'm so sorry, people. I told you that was going to be an automatic win because Cleveland was playing so good, and they lost to the Jets. Sorry. Oh, God, I'm so sorry that I said it was going to be an automatic win for Cleveland, and they lost. So everybody that put money on Cleveland and lost it in the sports book, I apologize. I tell you, that was a cinch. That was going to be an automatic win for Cleveland, and they lost. I don't know what happened to Cleveland. I don't know what New York did different that caused them to win. I don't know. I didn't see the game. I don't know what happened. I just know that Cleveland lost. And Cleveland was supposed to win because they were supposed to be tied for first place in that division with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they were a game ahead of the Baltimore Ravens. So now I think Baltimore is tied with Cleveland. And we still have to see what Pittsburgh does in the game that they play. But I think it's like a three-way tie for first place now. Oh, man, I can't believe Cleveland lost. They were on the roll. Now, they lost this game, and if they lose next week, they're just out of it. I don't even think they'll make the playoffs. And that will be depressing because they played so good this year that they deserve to make the playoffs. In fact, I was hoping that they were going to win the league and be in first place and get a bye in the league, in that division. So, it looks like they got their future on the line. They got to win next week to see if they're even going to make it to the wild card playoffs. Oh, man. Well, I still got faith in you, Cleveland. You've been playing ball all year. So you got 10 wins. So I want you to hang in there, guys. Hang in there. Win next week, and we'll see what happens. All right. So that's a loss to G-Money. Man, that's a depressing loss. They lost to the Jets. Oh, God, I can't believe they lost to the Jets. All right, well, that's another loss for G Money, so that's three losses. Wow, so I'm 5-3 now. All right, game number 9.
Game number 9, the Chicago Bears beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 41-17. You bet on Bears and over, and it was Bears and over.
All right, I called it. I said that was an automatic win for you people. So you should have went to the sports book and bet on the Bears beating the Jaguars, because I called it. I told you it was an automatic. That was a cinch game, and the Bears have been playing really good, and I think they're going to make the playoffs. But the Jacksonville Jaguars don't have a shot at making the playoffs, so they're done. They have the number one pick in the draft because they got the lowest total, the lowest standing in NFL football. They're on the bottom of all of the teams in the NFL. So when it comes draft time, they'll be number one draft picking team. So that's because they're superstars. And I knew it. I called it at the beginning of the season that they were going to be sorry. So that's what's up with the Jets. They're out of here. Okay. So that's a win for G-Money. That gives me 6 wins. All right. Next game.
Game number 10, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Houston Texans 37-31. You bet on Bengals and under, and it was Bengals, but over.
All right, Bengals. I knew you guys were going to finally play good, especially after you, who did you beat last week? You beat Arizona? You beat somebody last week. So I was really happy that you got this. You beat Pittsburgh last week. And I didn't think, I gave Pittsburgh the nod. I said they were going to win. But I really wanted to beat bet on Cincinnati. But I bowed down to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh lost. And Cincinnati won. And I was like, man, I should have bet on Cincinnati like I had thought about it. So, all right, Cincinnati won. So that's a win for G-Money. Because I picked Cincinnati to win, so that's another win for G-Money. All right. So what is that now? That's 8 wins and 3 losses?
Yep.
All right, 8-3. All right, let's see what I do for the rest of the game. Everybody should be a winner. Oh, we haven't talked about the Rams yet. Oh, God, the Rams lost. But I think I bet against the Rams, so it's not bad. It's okay that they lost. So, game number 12.
Game number 11, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Indianapolis 28-24. You bet on Colton over, and it was over.
Yeah. I can't believe the Pittsburgh Steelers actually came back and won that game. I thought Indianapolis was going to run away with it, and they got beat. So Pittsburgh Steelers have another win, so they should cinch their division because they got 12 wins now. So they should cinch their division because they had Baltimore and they had Cleveland breathing down their neck. And Cleveland lost and Baltimore won, but Baltimore was 2 games behind them already. So now they jumped up another game, and Baltimore still 2 games behind them. All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. That's what I predicted. I lost because I picked Indianapolis Colts to win. So the Colts lost. Oh, man. I can't believe that. They were on a roll, too. And they were fighting for first place in their division. Now it looks like the Tennessee Titans are going to take over the division. And, well, hopefully Indianapolis will finish in second place so they can go to the playoffs as a wild card team. So we'll hope that that'll be the way that goes down. Because we want Indianapolis to still be in the playoffs. We want them to play. So Tennessee Titans now will be in first place in that division. And the Indianapolis Colts will be in second place. Because both of them were tied for first place. And now Tennessee Titans are in first place by themselves. And the Indianapolis Colts are in second place. So they'll get a wild card spot and the Tennessee Titans will get first place, and they'll get a bye in the playoffs. All right. That's a loss to G Money, so that's four losses for me. Uh-oh. That's four. Okay. Game number 13.
Game number 12, the L.A. Chargers beat the Denver Broncos 19-16. You bet on Broncos and under, and it was Chargers and under.
Oh, no, the Chargers beat the Broncos? Oh, no. Oh, and they played in L.A. too, huh? And the Broncos lost to the Chargers? Oh, what was the score?
19-16.
Oh, it was a close game, but the Chargers pulled it out. I can't believe that. Okay, well, that's a loss to G Money, so that's like five losses so far, huh? Okay, so I'm 8-5. Is that 8-5 or 7-5?
You're 7-5.
Okay, 7-5. All right. Okay, who's next?
Game number 13. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles 37-17. You bet on Eagles and under, and it was Cowboys and over.
Wow. I can't believe Philadelphia let the Eagles, let the Cowboys beat them. And they were all competing for first place in the division. So now they're going to let the Cowboys win first place because the Cowboys, I think, are now tied with the Washington team. And, oh, that's going to be awful. That's going to be just awful. Washington may have a shot at winning the division, but the Cowboys come out of nowhere and have a shot at winning the division. Oh, that's ridiculous. I thought for sure Philly was going to win the division, but it doesn't look like that's to be had. So Cowboys are getting ready to win the division. Man, that is sorry. They got five wins, and they're going to win the division. Oh, well, next week we got one game left to see if the Cowboys are going to win this one game. And if they do, then they're going to win the division. But if they lose, then it's going to be a three-way tie for first place in that division. Because it'll be Washington, and then it'll be Philly. And I think it'll be either the Giants or, I think the Giants are going to be in the running, depending on what the Giants do this week. Wow. I can't believe the Cowboys have a shot at winning the division. They came back with no wins. And they started winning. Now they won five games, and they're going to take first place in their division? Oh, that's ridiculous. That is such a sorry division. Okay, that's the NFC East that we're talking about. Washington came out of nowhere and ended up taking over first place. Philadelphia was in first place most of the season, and then they lost two games, and they had to give up first place to Washington. And now they get beat by the Cowboys, who have come up, and now they got five wins. Oh, what is going on with that league? That division is unbelievable. So it's between the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington football team? What's really going on? All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money because the Cowboys won, and I can't believe the Cowboys beat Philadelphia. Man, I can't believe that. Philadelphia is playing good. And they had a new quarterback. He played, that was his third game playing, and I thought he was going to play really good to the end of the year. But it wasn't to be had. Okay. So that's a loss for G Money. So that's like six losses. Six losses and seven wins. Oh, we're getting really close here. Okay. That's 13 games. What about game 14?
Game 14, Seattle Seahawks beat the LA Rams 20-9. You got on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks, but under.
Okay, yeah, that was an automatic win. Nobody beat Seattle in Seattle. So I picked Seattle because they were playing at home, even though they were playing the Rams, and the Seattle Seahawks and the Los Angeles Rams were tied for first place in that division, and in second place was the Arizona Cardinals. So it was going to be a three-way tie if Arizona had won, but Seattle won, and the Rams lost, and Arizona lost. So now it's a battle to see who's going to take second place in that division, because Seattle is securing first place. Now, are the Rams going to win next week and secure second place? Or is Arizona going to win and secure second place? That's what the question is, because it was going to be a three-way tie for first place. If Arizona had won, it would have been a three-way tie for first place. But Seattle won, so the Rams are down one game, and now they're tied with Arizona. So, wow, that was really interesting. All right, but it's a win for G-Money because I bet on Seattle to beat the Rams. So, if that was the Super Bowl, I would have bet on Seattle to win the Super Bowl. But the Rams, I want to give them some faith, but I don't think they'll go too far in the playoffs. And they may not even make the playoffs. If Arizona wins the next week and the Rams lose next week, they're out of the playoffs. They not only don't get first place in the league, but they end up getting bumped out the playoffs. Wow, that's going to be disappointing. The Rams been in first and second place the whole season, and then they're going to end up out of the playoffs? They're going to end up in second or third place behind Arizona? That's if Arizona wins next week. Wow, that's going to be really depressing. L.A.'s my home team. I'm a L.A. Rams fan. Well, not really, but I like L.A. So, oh, that's disappointing. Okay, well, I picked Seattle for the win, so that's a win for G Money. Okay, what about... That's 8 wins and 6 losses, 14. What about game number 15?
Game number 15, the Green Bay Packers beat the Tennessee Titans 40-14. You bet on Packers and over, and it was Packers, but under.
All right, Green Bay. That was an automatic win. I knew they were going to beat Tennessee. Oh, so Tennessee loses, and Indianapolis loses, so they're still tied for first place in their division. How about that one? So Indianapolis still have a shot to win the division. They just have to win this week coming, and Tennessee has to lose so Indianapolis can win the division and get a bye. And then Tennessee will play first game in the wild card. All right. Well, that's good. It didn't hurt Indianapolis to lose because Tennessee lost. So that's good. All right. All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So I always bet on Green Bay. I love the Cheeseheads for Wisconsin. So that's a win for G Money. So that makes it 9 wins for me and 6 losses. So let's see if I can get win number 10 right here. Who's playing now? This is
game number 16 is tonight. It's the Buffalo Bills versus the New England Patriots, and you're betting on Bills and over.
Okay, yep. I think Buffalo's going to win because they're in first place in their division, so they're not going to mess it up. They're going to capture the division and cinch the playoff spot. They'll get a bye in the playoffs. But the New England Patriots didn't even make the playoffs. So Bill Parcetti is sitting at home crying because his team isn't going to the playoffs and they're not going to the Super Bowl for the first time in 10 years. So they'll be sitting back watching on Super Bowl Sunday because they won't qualify for the playoffs. So they won't have a shot to make it to the Super Bowl. Oh, well, New England is out. They're out of it. But Tom Brady is still the GOAT. He's still going to the playoffs. And if he plays well, they may even make it to the Super Bowl. But that's going to be, they got to go through New Orleans, and they got to go through Kansas City. And they got to go through Green Bay, and they got to go through Seattle. So I don't know if Tom Brady got enough guns and enough horses to go through all those cities. So I don't know. Kansas City's the defending world champion. Green Bay is close. The Saints made it last year and then got bumped off by a bad call. And Seattle, well, they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, so they're still powerful. So we'll have to see what happens. So we'll see what happens tonight with who's playing tonight? Did you say the New England Patriots? Oh, yeah. They're playing the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo should win.
Right.
Yeah, Buffalo should win, and it should be over. Did I say Buffalo and over, or did I say Buffalo and under? Because I think
you
Buffalo
said Bills and over.
Okay. So I'm expecting Buffalo to play really well and beat up on New England for sure. I don't think New England has a shot because they're not going to the playoffs, and they don't even have a good record. How many wins does Buffalo have? Buffalo has 10 wins or 11 wins, right?
11, right.
11. They got 11 wins. So I think they're the third winningest team in the NFL. So they got 11 wins, so they're going to win their division. And New England Patriots are just going to get beat tonight. They're not going to even show up because Bill Parcetti ain't going to be able to handle the defense to stop the Buffalo Bills. So that's what's going on in NFL football for week 16. We'll have to see what happens in week 17, and we'll go over the standing for the football team tomorrow on our Tuesday show. So pay attention. Stay tuned. till tomorrow's radio show, and I'll give you the breakdown on who's going to the playoffs, who's secured a spot already, and who's winning what division. So we'll see who's the 18 that have already clinched the playoff spot and who's going to the wild card playoff and who's going to be first place in their league, all the first place champions in the league, and we'll see what happens. For after tomorrow, we'll see what the standings will be at the end of week 16. Now, week 17 is the last week, and so the teams that are having a problem, whether they're going to go or not, it's still iffy. It's still up in the air if they're going to the playoffs or if they're going to win their division. We'll find out tomorrow on tomorrow's show. We'll find out who has to win in week 17 to win the playoff, to win the division and get a bye for first place in their division. And we'll find out who else is going to go to the playoffs as a second place team. So we'll see. As we got, who do we have? We have Kansas City already secured a spot. Well, I'm not going to even go through that today. We'll wait for tomorrow, and then I'll break it on down for you. Okay, so that's it for week 16 in the NFL. This was a panda, a virus-stricken season. So it was a real interesting situation that a lot of teams lost a lot of players that couldn't play in a lot of games because they were sick. So at least nobody died in the football season. I don't think any of the football players died because of the virus. So that's one good thing. So hopefully the basketball players will all be quarantined when the season starts. Actually, the season started last week. So we'll see what happens with the NBA. Because the Lakers are the defending world champions. And they're talking about putting a hurting on people this year. So we'll see if LeBron does it again with his mighty, mighty Los Angeles Lakers. All right. Well, that's NFL football for week 16. So stay tuned for tomorrow's radio show because I'll go through the breakdown and we'll find out who's going to the playoffs and who's taking first place in their division and is going to have a bye for the playoffs. So we'll see who's going to win, who's going to play, and who's going to have a pass for the NFL playoffs. All right. DJ Papa D, I think it's time for us to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center, and we parked all our cars in arrangement. And we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car, but the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
Hey yo, I got a slight problem. I smoke weed too much. These buckle up, fuck up when I'm splitting my Dutch. Back up, back up. Ain't nobody hitting for free. It's just E, double E, keep Murray and me. It costs 20 if you're down with it.
Hey yo, son, I ride around with my hookie tinted.
To ride around blitz. Cause I be feeding for that pookie. I smoke the good shit. Save the backyard boogie for all groupies. And I be smoking up the hotel lobby between Mo Sheets and the Isley. I'm holding it down for the B-R-I-C. K Blaze tell you to get through. Hold lightly.
The pookie if you're riding around getting through.
Ask me if I love the rap game.
I'm loving it. Cause I can do what the fuck. I feel this real Blaze the poop with D-Don and tell you to get the deal.
I'm on in and on your dirt. Stop. I'm getting mad. Hooked up in your dirt. Stop. To all my real dogs.
I got the raw dog, no need to stick your nose in. Gave you a straight up shotgun when we were smoking. Froze you so fast, you looked it like Madonna Vulcan.
I got the shit to get your whole click high. We can get high, but act funny and I'ma whip out. And they gon' whip out and blow notes like Michelet. Cause you tried to jump the cipher and it goes this way.
I'm on and on, you don't stop. I'm getting mad, up in your dirt.
That you're about to hear is sponsored by NASWIP, Niggas Against Smoking Weed in Public Places, a subdivision of IXRAFO.
I'm knocking somebody right the fuck out.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything. From towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics, and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story, since I have a very interesting story to tell you. So sit back, put your feet up, put your legs back, put your feet up, put your head back, and lock your chair, because I'm getting ready to tell you a real good story. All right, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I walked around the corner on another day, and I walked into this parking lot of this apartment, and I went to buy some dope from this other dope dealer that I knew. So I went around, and I knocked on his door, and he wasn't there. He didn't answer the door. So I walked up, and I was with my other buddy, my buddy Dougie Fresh. We were walking together. And this other dude came out of an apartment across the parking lot from the house I had just come from. And he said, "Hey, man, are you looking for some shit?" And I said, "Yeah, man, I want to buy some shit. Do you got some?" He said, "Yeah, man, I got some. How much you want to buy?" And I said, "Man, I don't want to buy a lot. I got like $7. Can I get a $10 piece? For $7. He said, "Yeah, man, I'll hook you up." And I said, "Cool." So I went over there, and he gave me a $10 piece, a nice little big chunk, and I put it in my pocket. And so I walked off, and I went and caught up with Dougie Fresh, and we were leaving the complex. And the dude whose house I had gone to earlier that didn't answer the door, he came out in the parking lot, and he said, "Gee." And I looked up, I said, "Yeah, man, what's up?" He said, "Come here." And my buddy Dougie Fresh said, "Man, fuck him. Come on, let's go smoke that shit. We don't need him. We got what we came for." And I'm like, "Dude, you got beef with him?" He's like, "No, I don't have no beef with him." And I said, "Well, I ain't got no beef with him, so let me go see what he's talking about." And I walked over there, and I'm like, "What's up, man?" He said, "Did you just come by my house to buy some shit?" And I said, "Yeah, but you didn't answer the door. So I bought the shit from the dude across the street from you." He said, "Man, me and that dude for having a drug war. We're beefing. So you can't buy no shit from him." And I'm like, "Dude, I don't care where I get my shit from. I can spread my money around. And I can buy from whoever I want to buy from. I'm not picky about who I get my shit from. I just want to get my shit so I can smoke." And he said, "Give me the shit." And I reached in my pocket, and I broke it off in my pocket, and I gave him a piece of what I broke off. And I said, "This is all I got," which I was lying because I had broke it off in my pocket. And I gave him a piece, and I said, "This is all I got. All I had was $5, and this is what he gave me for $5. And the dude took it and threw it on the ground and smashed it in the concrete. And I looked, I was like, damn, man. And then he said, here. And he broke out a piece all wrapped in plastic, and he gave it to me. It was bigger than the piece I bought. So I was like, oh, cool, right on, thank you. And I put it in my pocket. And he said, man, don't buy no shit from nobody else over here. You buy your shit from me and from me only. Hear me? And I said, yeah, man, I hear what you're talking about. But I don't care who I buy my shit from. When I want to get high, I buy it from whoever's available. So I ain't picky about who I spend my money with. You know, and he said, I said, you buy from me. Don't buy shit from nobody else on this street. And I said, yeah, all right, all right. And his buddy that was standing next to him, I watched it. He put his arm, it came all the way up from his side. He drew back, and he punched me. And I saw the whole thing. I could have blocked it with my left hand, and I could have grabbed his arm, and then I could have hit him with a back fist to the face, or I could have blocked it with my left hand, and I could have grabbed his arm, and I could have twisted his arm and then kicked him in the nuts. Or I could have grabbed it with my left hand and grabbed his arm with my right hand, and I could have kicked him in the stomach. Or I could have taken my left hand and grabbed his arm and then blocked his arm with my right hand and did a back slap with my right hand, and then I could have busted him with the right hand. I could have did a variety of moves because I was trained. I could have did that. But instead, I wasn't trying to fight with the dude. Like I said, I don't fight over dope. So I just closed my eyes and turned my head, and the dude punched me in the head. And then I hit the ground. I dropped down to my knees. And then he reached and grabbed the chain that was around my neck. I had some puka shells on my neck. And he grabbed my chain and pulled my chain off my neck. And then he told me, don't you ever buy any dope around here unless you get it from my homeboy right here. You hear me? And I said, yeah, man, I heard you the first time. And he said, all right, get the hell out of here. And I took off, and I was looking for my buddy Dougie Fresh, but he was gone. And I thought, oh, well, I went around the corner to the backside of an apartment, and I went in my pockets and pulled out the two pieces of dope I had, and I just smiled to myself. I'm like, shit, I got twice as much dope for $7. I came out winning. They don't know. I came out winning on this. Fuck what they're talking about. I'm going to buy my dope from whoever I want to because nobody owns G. G does what he wants to do. So I said, forget them. And I walked off and went and smoked my shit by myself. And that was the end of that day. And then one night, I was
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Shining just like gold.
when I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com. where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got 7 continents, and I'm broadcasting around the world. So I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. Well, now it's time for me to talk to all of my fans in my fan club, and it's time for me to hold a contest to see who's going to win $50 today. So the contest is DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a movie, and I want caller number 5 to call in and tell me the name of the movie. And if he's right, he will win $50, or she will win $50. So whoever caller number 5 is, if they call in and they have the name of the movie, then they can win $50, just like that. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the movie clip for us. And let's see what it is.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, that's a comedy. I could tell that's a comedy. Okay, play it again one time, DJ Papa D. Play it again for the listeners.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Oh, that's a good movie. Okay, so I'm looking for fan club member number 5 to call in to the radio show and claim the movie. So you have 5 minutes to call in and claim the $50. So DJ Papa D, while we're waiting for them to call in, I'll play a song for us, for our listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm Pete Munch. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell. Stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself. G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money. Urge me. This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, right now, we're trying to give $50 away to a fan club member. And we had them tell us the name of the movie that we played a clip for. And so far, we haven't gotten anybody calling in to be caller number 5 to claim the money. So, DJ, Papa D, play the clip from the movie again, just one last time, and then on the side, tell me what the name of that movie is. Because I remember the movie, but I don't remember the name of it. Okay.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
That's Pee-wee's Big Adventure, y'all. For the people that didn't know the name of the movie, that's Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and it's a real funny movie with Pee-wee Herman. All right. Well, we didn't get a winner, So I'll put the $50 back in my pocket, and I'll save it for tomorrow, where we'll have another opportunity for a fan club member to win the money. So I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? All right, well, I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so they can hear it all around the world. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer, playing the music, playing the stories, and playing the jokes for your listening pleasure. All right, well, until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, stay safe, stay at home, have social distancing, wash your hands, and God loves you. Take care. And I'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Good night. Oh, DJ Papa D, play the prayer, because we got to pray this virus away. Because, you know, ain't nobody going to do it but us and God. So play the song, play the prayer, and good night. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.